Our soldiers deserve better than that. They deserve a stable and predictable budget that gives them and their families the training and the support they need. But despite temporary relief, sequestration remains the law of the land. If Congress does not act, it will return in 2016, stunting and reversing the Army's readiness just as we've begun to recover, and requiring even more dramatic reductions in force structure. The military as a whole will face a similar readiness crisis if Congress does not accept the program cuts and compensation reforms we have proposed in our budgets. Across DOD, we could face a $70 billion gap in our budget over the next 5 years if Congress prevents us from moving forward with these changes. And we would have little choice but to make up the differences through cuts to readiness. DOD's leaders understand that there will be less resources available. But the Army and our military needs Congress to be a partner in responsible long-term planning and budgeting.